Do the old gods still have a sharp tooth, or is it time to tell the priest to hang up thy robes for all eternity? Hi people and hello my Chili Con Carnage crew, it's Chili here, the man who produces Iron From My Eyes, and this is a 5-minute review on Judas Priest's newest album, Invincible Shield. In many aspects, Judas Priest are the Rolling Stones of the metal community. They have been around since its inception, forming in 1969, and this album is their 19th outing. Now many would say that at pushing past 70, one would ponder the question of retirement, but Rob Halford's vocals are still sounding great on this record. It's certainly not peak effort, but good luck reaching this outcome at this age. Now, in leading up to the release of this album, there have been some very impressive singles from this record, and Panic Attack is no different. The drumming from this song give that kind of synth sound that is a calling back to almost Turbo era record, and I gotta say that's an intriguing record to call back to. The next single was Trial by Fire, and it was also another solid tune that lives up to the Judas Priest name with their hellish signature sound. So far, two singles have been released, and both have been very impressive. But by the time we get to the third one, which is Crown of Horns, it kind of felt a bit lackluster to me, as it sounded like a lazy generic ballad that really made me think what their mindset was for thinking this is an effort worthy to showcase their new album. It reminds me of the Nostradamus era for this song. It's singles like these that can easily derail an album, and what makes the game of music industry tricky to navigate, because you are essentially guessing what will be successful and interesting to a crowd. For me, I would have picked a different single to lead the charge, like the title track for this album, and maybe left Crown of Horns for after the album had been out for a while. And I know that there are going to be fans out there who love this track, but can you honestly say it's their strongest effort on this record? At least there was redemption with their fourth single from the album with The Serpent and the King. As a powerhouse effort and as the second track for the album, it's a great way to kick things into gear and shows that the band hasn't slowed down in their age. There is nothing negative that I can say about the production of this album, as the band surely used the best equipment and employed Andy Sneap, who of course has worked with Opeth and Killswitch Engaged, to help them record this record. In fact, in this day and age, it's harder to find a poor sounding album than was the case say 30 or 40 years ago, with all the kinds of improvements that go into the studio. Perhaps the band haven't grown long in the tooth as much as I thought they had, although Rob has grown a majestic beard that makes him live up to his name as the Old Goat. Maybe the old gods still have some snarl left in them, and while I am not the biggest Judas Priest fan, I can acknowledge their impact on the scene. Also, Painkiller is pure badass, with one of the best drum intros ever. Maybe the album contains a couple of tracks that could have been removed for a more streamlined run time, but it doesn't really help that Rob's high-pitched screams have always sounded so, I don't know, monotonous to me, and it's one of the main reasons I never got into the band. It's very similar to King Diamond, but still, it is a solid album on offer. Overall, I would give this album a score of 7.5 million chilies on the spicy scale, with my favourite tracks being Panic Attack, Invincible Shield, and Trial by Fire. The question I would ask is how they hold up in a live setting, and if they can recreate these efforts from this record, because arthritis can be a bitch for speedy tempos. And when I saw them a few years ago, Rob didn't have much gusto and seemed to be out of breath between songs. If anyone sees them on their tour, let me know. The other question people have asked is about if this will be their last album, but I don't see that being the case. The only way that they will stop is with the ultimate stop. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.